Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast. My name is Erin Albert. In this podcast, we explore the intersection between education and entertainment. Stay tuned for another episode coming up next. Hey everybody, it's Erin Albert. Happy Festivus. Today is Friday, December 23rd, 2022. And get out the poll. This week, we're going to talk about recaps across the year, top posts in the realms of pharmacy benefits, pharmacy law, and career development. You know that is my jam. All right, let's do this. All right, this week, I really wanted to focus on, and I tried to do this over at LinkedIn Live on Friday because I have the day off. Costplusdrugs.com was gracious enough to give us a holiday today. And I tried to post this over at a LinkedIn live stream via audio. And for some reason, LinkedIn Live is not working today. So I thought I'd just record it instead for all y'all to listen to. Wow, 2022 has been such a crazy year, right? I have been doing some newsletters over at LinkedIn as well on a weekly basis, covering those three major areas that I love to talk about: pharmacy benefits, pharmacy law, and career development. This week, for the weekend incoming Christmas holiday for 2022, I wanted to focus on some of the top posts in 2022 around pharmacy benefits. So let's talk about a couple of those today. If you're interested, you can subscribe to my newsletter over at LinkedIn. Just follow me, and then there should be a place where you can follow the newsletter if you like or subscribe to it. They're also there in my posts. Feel free to connect in any way you see fit. All right, let's get to it. Top posts and pharmacy benefits for 2022. The first bucket of topics that I really thought caught my attention and caught a lot of traffic over at LinkedIn was pharmacogenomics. This is an idea and a line of coverage whose time, I believe, has come. Coupled with the lowering of the costs of pharmacogenomics as a test, and for those of you who are not aware, it's just like a little cheek swab test that you turn in and you get your pharmacogenomics profile back. But the use of those tests is also super helpful. So how you optimize your medication therapy based upon your genetic profile. I had my own PGX test done in 2021, and I found it extremely helpful. And I'm a big fan. I do believe, for example, if you're, you know, not all drugs, in full disclosure, are affected by your pharmacogenomics profile, but some and many categories are. Things like drugs used for pain. Heart health is another area that could be big for pharmacogenomics. And what this test really does is it helps you discern which drugs are best for you based upon your pharmacogenetic profile. So I think the tests are getting lower and lower in cost. The ones that I've seen in the last year or so are somewhere between $200 and $350. I know when I put out a poll this year that was very popular, the price point that people were willing to pay out of pocket was somewhere between $100 and $200. So we're almost there. Even if it's carved out of the healthcare benefits, I think it's an idea whose time has come. Pharmacogenomics. All right, next topic. Always a crowd pleaser. That is kind of this bucket of drug pricing, drug price metrics, benchmarking on drug pricing, and then the cost plus model that we're using over at Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. All of that is always a hot topic. It was a huge topic in 2022. WAC, AWP, NADAC, AAC. If you're not familiar with this vegetable soup, if you are a pharmacist, you should definitely check those terms out, because those are price indices that a lot of plans are utilizing. I don't know that they're the best, however. I frankly think that if we can get back to basics and just focus on what an actual acquisition cost is for a pharmacy on a drug, putting a fair markup on it and a dispensing fee, and call it a day. We don't need to do these AWP minus whatevers or WAC minus whatevers. or NADEC, plus or minus whatevers. I think we need to start simplifying drug pricing in order for all of us to make it more user-friendly, able for us to be all transparent on what it really costs to have a drug in your pharmacy, and just overall cost comparisons. Anytime I did cost comparisons, it was always a popular post. And when I do price comparisons, I tend to look at a variety of different outlets, your discount cards, your online pharmacies through the mail order channel, your retail UNC or usual and customary lists, like Walmart's $4 list, for example. There's all kinds of ways and methods out there by which to shop for prescription drugs, but frankly, it's a little cumbersome, even for me as a pharmacist, and I understand what it is that I'm looking for. Imagine if you have an elderly parent or someone that cannot savvily shop for their prescription drugs. It can become a huge problem. So anytime I think we can make the pharmaceutical system easier is better, in my opinion. All right, what other topics? I'm not going to go through all of them today. You can certainly read the newsletter over at LinkedIn. I think one other topic that really could have fallen into either the pharmacy law bucket, which that newsletter was published last week over at LinkedIn, if you want to read it, of top posts, or it could have fallen into this bucket, and I chose to put it more into this bucket, is the oral contraceptives, abortion drugs, and the Dobbs decision that happened in 2022, which kind of basically reversed Roe v. Wade, or allowed states to reverse Roe v. Wade at a state level, banning abortion. One of the posts that I put out kind of focused on different methods by which you could shop for prescription drugs around prevention of pregnancy and or abortion. A lot of controversy around that, and a lot of pharmacists were kind of blindsided and left not sure as to what they could or could not do and could or could not dispense in their individual states. I really felt for my brothers and sisters in pharmacy this year when they were just trying to do the right thing by their patients and were kind of left blindsided by the Dobbs decision and then states automatically putting in new laws to revoke women's rights. A couple of posts on, again, access to where you could get drugs that were lower cost based upon your needs as an individual woman and patient. Other topics that were big this year, obviously PBM reform. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about that relative to pharmacy benefits. Of course, at Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs, we had a lot of studies that were published, people analyzing our drug pricing, comparing it to other price indices out there and finding savings potential. I think one of the things I'm most excited about moving into the new year with Mark Cuban Cost Plus is that we are working and want to partner with independent pharmacies out there, the 19,000 or so, plus or minus a few pharmacies out there. We would love to talk and partner with you as we move forward into 2023. I am excited about that because we need to offer commercial employers who are self-funded, in my opinion, more than anyone else, they need to get access to the affordable drug pricing that we've worked really hard at Mark Cuban Cost Plus, and I know a lot of other pharmacies out there have worked really hard as well to get affordable drugs to the masses. I think in this last year with Mark Cuban Cost Plus, we've done a phenomenal job with the patients that have no options, the patients that have no healthcare insurance. Where I would like to see us head in the new year is more offering our pricing, frankly, to the commercial healthcare employers who I think are bearing the highest costs and burdens of their members versus any other plans in the U.S. I can't speak as much to Medicaid, Medicare, and other government-funded plans. I think they have their own eccentricities and quirks. But I can say, coming from the commercial employer standpoint, that I want to be part of the team that offers commercial plans a break, because those are the businesses where Americans who are hardworking are getting their healthcare benefits, frankly. And why can't commercial employers get the best deals out there for their employees who are working hard, and for the entrepreneurs and the CEOs who are driving the companies and trying to do best by their employees? So there you go. Top posts in pharmacy benefits overall. Lots of reform going on this year. I see nothing but more of that heading into 2023. I'm sure we're all kind of crossing our fingers and hoping we get more transparency out of pharmacy benefits, and for that matter, all of healthcare. But with that, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever iteration thereof that you celebrate during this time of year. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I know I've been remiss this year on the podcast episodes. Of course, back in July, I did a mini series on ways to save on your prescription drugs. Most of that is still pretty germane and relevant. So if you're looking in the new year as one of your resolutions to shop more savvy for your prescription drugs, you can go back and listen to that mini series and recaps and get new ways to save on your RX drugs moving forward. My name is Erin Albert. Thank you so much for listening. Happy rest of 2022, and let's all have an exciting 2023. Until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Edutainer. I'm your host, Erin Albert. If you'd like to learn more about my day job with Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs, head on over to costplusdrugs.com, or you can follow Cost Plus Drugs on Twitter, or you can follow me personally over at LinkedIn, Erin L. Albert, at Twitter, Erin L. Albert, or at Instagram, Erin Albert. Until next time, take care, happy new year, and happy holidays.